Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. We are thankful to God for another opportunity to come before His presence and to be on this journey of fasting and prayer. Today is day 21. We have finally turned the corner. Amen. We are T-minus 19 days left on our time of fasting and prayer. We were building up to 20. Now we're counting down from 20. Amen. Day is day 21. Hopefully and prayerfully you all are being blessed even at this halfway mark, and that the Lord is preserving you and keeping you. I'm excited about this word, so I'm going to get right to the word this morning. The word this morning comes to us from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 17. And I want to read in your hearing verses 17 through Luke chapter 17, verses 17 through 19. That's Luke chapter 17. Verses 17, 18, and 19. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 17th chapter, which I know will be a blessing to your life. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give God, to give praise to God, except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about Jesus keeps receipts. Jesus, yes, he does. Jesus keeps receipts. Beloved, when a service is rendered to you, and if there's a cost involved, the expectation is that you are to pay for the cost of your service. Or even if a service is rendered, and the service may be offered for free, if the company or the person providing the service has blessed you tremendously, it should not be out of the ordinary to show some kind of gratitude for what was done, especially when you discover after the person has left or the service has been provided that they went above and beyond what they needed to do. It is customary to give compliments to the chef, someone who has cooked you a sumptuous meal. It is customary to thank someone who has provided a service, something that you could not do for yourself, but because they had the expertise and because they had the knowledge, they provided the service for you. Beloved, every day the Lord blesses us because God loves us. But there are some of us who take for granted the blessings on a daily basis that the Lord provides for us. And when we show no gratitude, when we lift up no thanks, when we don't give God his just due, I believe that Jesus keeps receipts. I believe that the Lord remembers and recalls and recounts those who had not shown gratitude, or those who may have become more ungrateful, even though God has extended grace unto us. Beloved, every time we receive gifts from God, it is important to acknowledge that gift and to say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you have done," because Jesus keeps receipts of the ungrateful. He keeps receipts on those who would just not say anything to God about what he's done. He remembers what you did or did not show by way of gratitude. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we handle these receipts? How do we handle these receipts? I believe this little lesson right here in Luke chapter 17 helps us to understand how to handle the receipts that Jesus keeps. Number one, beloved, the way you handle the receipts that Jesus keeps is that you don't be so concerned with the reward of healing that you miss the source of your healing. Don't be so concerned with the reward of healing that you miss the source of healing. Look at verse 17. Jesus calls out and asks, "Were not all 10 cleansed? I know what I did. Where are the other 9? He's keeping receipts. He remembers the fact that I have rendered service, and service in kind has not been reciprocated by way of gratitude and saying thank you. Only one person turned back, but the other 9 got their blessing and left. And sometimes, beloved, we can relegate to these 9 that they received their blessing and left. But how many of us have received a blessing from God and then left the presence of God without telling God thank you? How many of us have woke up one morning, put our foot on the floor, got about our day, and did not even consider to pause and say, thank you, Lord, for another day? How many of us may have been in a predicament where it was nobody but God that rendered service, blessed our lives, and like those who received the blessing, that once the leprosy left, so did they. Let us not be like the 9. Let us not be so concerned with the reward of healing that we miss the source of our healing. Let us remember the condition where we were, and remember that the change did not come about except at the hand of God. Let us remember how God was the one that was instrumental in the change even taking place. Let us never forget that it was the almighty hand of God that heard your call and your cry and came to see about you. Let's not take for granted any blessings that God gives us. So don't be so concerned with the reward that you miss the source of your healing. But there's more here, beloved. The way you handle the receipts that Jesus keeps, number two, is by understanding being called by the priest clean was nothing in comparison to the one who can command cleansing. Being called clean was nothing in comparison to the one who commands clean or commands cleaning. See, beloved, it's right here in verse 18. Bible lets us know this, that has no one returned. This is Jesus still in his inquiry. I told you he keeps receipts. Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? See, one man who was a Samaritan recognized that we called out to God. God cleansed us, and now I'm healed. Verse 13 lets us know that they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Verse 14 says that when he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Watch it. It went from the call to God to have pity on us to now Jesus seeing their condition and telling them to go show themselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. However, verse 15 says, when one of them saw that he was healed, he came back praising God in a loud voice. Whoo, this thing blessed me. When you move from the person doing the calling to the one receiving the cleansing to now the one understanding that I am healed. The foreigner saw that he was healed. Understand this, beloved, that if you want to know how to handle the receipts that Jesus keeps, you got to understand that cleansing is what changes your condition, but healing is what changes your life. At First Baptist, I'm preaching this. I'm bringing this back to the pulpit. Cleansing is what changes your condition, but healing is what changes your life. Bible says once he recognized not only the change in his condition, but the change that came in his life, verse 16 says he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. In other words, he recognized the fact that my life has been changed forever. I no longer have to live in the leper colony, and I'm not worried about those who can pronounce me clean when I need to see the one who can command cleanliness. Never forget that Jesus is the one that not only wants to change your condition, but Jesus is the one that changes your life. But then the final thing, beloved, how you handle the receipts, not only is it important to understand that you can't be concerned with the reward of healing, that you miss the source of your healing. Not only is it important that you must understand that being called clean by the priest was nothing in comparison to the one who can command cleanliness in your life. But then the final thing, beloved, and this blessed my spirit, the final thing is, this one leper did receive a different gift, but he also received his gift differently. Please don't miss me here. The one leper did receive a different gift, but he also received his gift differently. Look at verse 19, and I'm praying. Verse 19 says, then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Jesus said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Now that word well in the Greek means not only was he healed, meaning Jesus changed his life's condition. He changed his life. He changed his condition and he changed his life. Not only was he healed, but this man was also saved. If you look at this in the New Living Translation, or if you look at this from the Message Bible, you will see that the Greek meaning for well means that this man was not only healed, but he was also saved. Look, all of them were cleansed, but only one of them were saved. Why? Because he recognized what Jesus did in changing the condition of his life. The Samaritan knows that he is cleansed, he understands that he is healed, but now he is in receipt of salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of the other nine who received this different kind of gift could have received the gift differently when they understood that Jesus not only wants to change the condition and change your life, but he wants to give you salvation as well? I gotta go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful, Lord. We understand that you keep receipts. And Lord God, we do not want to be in the position of being ungrateful. We do not want to be in the condition of not recognizing your authority and your power. We do not want to be like the nine, but like the one who turned back. We want to recognize and realize if it had not been, hallelujah, for the Lord on our side, I don't know where I would be. So help us, Lord God, as we receive different gifts, to also receive your gifts differently. Help us, Lord God, to understand that you want to give us life and life more abundantly. Help us to recognize and realize, Lord God, that salvation is ours, that we can have it, Lord God, and live a life according to your will. Bless us now, God, and keep us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Day 21, Jesus keeps receipts. So remember, beloved, don't be ungrateful. Always give God the praise, because the Lord remains good to all of us. Amen.